You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Early BP. I'm Mike Farron. D-backs offense broke out in a big way last night behind Eduardo Escobar.
Swing and a drive down the right field line. Off the wall. Extra bases. It'll score two. Escobar's heading to third base. They'll get the ball back in. He'll hold on there with a triple. He just missed a home run. Ends up with a three-base hit to give the Diamondbacks a 4-2 lead. There's a drive deep right field. Cabrera goes back at the fence. It's gone. Home run Escobar. He's got the two tubbies out of the way. A triple down home run. Diamondbacks add to the lead, and it goes to 7-2.
Escobar, three hits, three knocked in. He finished a double shy of the cycle as the D-backs bounce back with a 9-3 win over the Pittsburgh Pirates. After the game, we had a chance to catch up with Eduardo after his big night.
Eduardo, how good did that feel for the offense to come through tonight?
No, you know, it's a special day. You know, after the loss in the series in Atlanta, you know, I got an opportunity to bring it around to home, but today, new week, you know, everybody got something more focused when the guys in the base, you know, so today I got a good day because, you know, everybody got to bring it around to the home plane.
You were out here, one of the earliest guys out here this afternoon. What were some of the things you were working on with Darnell Coles?
No, you know, I'm working, you know, same thing, starting every year, in a year with DC, you know, working, focusing, using all my hands, sometimes going to jump to the ball, you know. But the thing is, today is a special day because, you know, working from something early, you know, you're doing a game, you got opportunity in a game, bring it wrong to the home plate. So.
I know before the game, you guys in batting practice were focusing on situations. How much did that help to carry over?
No, it's helped a lot, you know, because you go focus for something, you know, you're working for something, you know. So in a BP, got a situation in the game, you know. So today, I got opportunity in a game. Bring an opportunity, you know, situation over there, bring it run to the home plate.
And you get to show off the speed on the triple, too, right?
Yeah, a little bit. For power speed, too.
That gets our first FOCO speed reference of the year. The D-backs will try to make it six straight over the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight when Luke Weaver takes the mound, opposed by right-hander Joe Musgrove for Pittsburgh. Should be a very good pitching matchup tonight. We'll visit more with Torey Lovello about that in just a few minutes. But up next, it was a milestone last night for D-backs starting pitcher Robbie Ray. We had a chance to catch up with the left-hander. A big milestone last night, second fastest left-hander in terms of games played to 800 strikeouts. What does that mean to you?
You know, just to be mentioned in the same sentence as those guys is pretty special. You know, I take it to heart, and it's very humbling.
Did you know, and the number one name on the list is Frank Tanana, and I know you pitched in the Tigers organization. Did you know much about him at all?
Yeah, so I was able to kind of spend some time with him in spring training back when I was with the Tigers. You know, great guy. Never really knew, you know, that he was that guy. So, you know, looking at it now, it's kind of funny just seeing how, you know, I was able to spend some time with him and you know, learn from him. And now I'm second behind him.
You know, he dates me a little bit from when he was in the Fireball era, but I think there's probably similarities between him then and you. What were some of the things that you learned from him and talking to him in Tiger spring training?
You know, we never really talked baseball. It was off the field. We never really talked. I mean, because when I was with the Tigers, I wasn't throwing as hard as I am now. And I was also only there for 1 year,
right.
So it was a little tough. I only got to, you know, spend a few days with him and talk to him. So we didn't really talk a whole lot of baseball.
I know you've talked about that before and unlocking that velocity. What was it that changed for you that allowed you to find that extra gear?
You know, honestly, I think most of it was just growing into my body, putting the weight on. I say, you know, going from being a boy to a man was kind of the biggest step, and understanding my mechanics and when they're clicking, how it feels. I think that's the biggest thing is being repeatable, understanding your mechanics and being able to repeat it. Because the more that you can repeat it, you're going to be able to feel when it's not repeated. So I think that's one of the biggest things that helped me.
Have you found that now, especially this year, now what, 5 years almost into your big league career, that it's easier to make those adjustments when things get out of whack?
Yeah, I think, you know, where in the past it may have taken me game to game or inning to inning to make that decision to or understand what I needed to change, I can do it pitch to pitch now. And I think that's one of the biggest things that's kind of developed in my career is learning what I do best and being able to feel if it was off, change it the next pitch and not, you know, let it snowball on me.
How do you feel about where you are now, what, a quarter of the way through this season?
I feel really good. I feel like, you know, physically I feel really good. Mentally I'm in a really good place. And I'm just trying to go out there and put up quality innings for the team, give us a chance to win every night, and I feel like I've been able to do that pretty consistently so far.
I know you're a guy who really always wants to improve. What's the next step for you, do you think? What is it that you look at and go, okay, I take this out of these starts, these are where I want to improve?
I think the biggest thing for me is the big inning. Not necessarily giving up a ton of runs, but throwing a lot of pitches. Mm-hmm. It seems like every start I've had, you know, it just seems like one inning, it's 26 pitches or 30 pitches or, you know, over 20 pitches. And I think that's the biggest thing is just limiting that inning, whether it's the first inning, fifth inning. I think it's going to allow me to get deeper into the ballgame.
So what are some of the things that you find, I mean, when you go back and analyze, that leads to those that you want to try and correct?
You know, one of the things I think is probably just trying to make too good of a pitch. My stuff is good. I need to trust it in the zone. Last night, I was making too good of pitches in the first inning. I wasn't burying my slider when I needed to. So, you know, it's just understanding the situation and being able to change that. And, you know, after that first inning, I think I was able to, you know, settle in and focus and get us back in the game.
Before we let you go, the rotation has been pitching very well. What have you seen? What stands out about this group as a whole?
I think every guy owns who he is. I think that's the biggest thing. You know, we all have our unique talents and abilities, and I think every guy kind of knows what they do, and they're just looking to perfect what they do. And I think that we've done a pretty good job of being who we are.
Robbie Ray, 2 runs, 1 earned, half a dozen strikeouts over 5 innings last night. The offense woke up for the D-backs. Let's talk to Torrey Lovello about that and preview tonight's game between the D-backs and the Pittsburgh Pirates.
A little bit of a relief after Peralta's bat in the first?
I would say so. You know, there's so many good things that happened yesterday, and I think David set such a good tone with a man at third base and one out, and he just blocks off a ball away from him, hits a line drive to left field. I think sometimes you got to take your – most of the time you got to take your A swing on the pitch you're looking for, but every once in a while you got to go out of the zone and take what the pitcher is going to give you and take something off of your swing, show a little back control. David is exceptional at that. It set a great tone for us.
Well, you guys did that very well last night. I mean, it's obviously had a couple of home runs in the game from Escobar and Walker late, but for the most part it was taking advantage of the situations like you did over the first month of the season.
Yeah.
How does that help to lock you back in as a hitter?
Well, I think you realize that you're out there for more than just yourself. It's a very individual sport, but also you have the team aspect and when you're going to sacrifice and either lay your bat down or give up your at-bat like Nick Ahmed did, and you just build a team concept. And when you build that team concept and you link the at-bats together and have that type of win, it's a very, very powerful moment.
You mentioned Nick moving the runner to third with mm-hmm. one out to be able to get that run home. Mm-hmm. How do you balance those decisions, those times to be able to move guys along versus trying to drive the run in?
Well, I give the guys a lot of space, a lot of freedom that just show your baseball IQ. If the at-bat is asking for it, I ask that you do it. We have a sign that makes it mandatory, and we also have a sign that allows you to swing away. My belief is if you're going to get pounded in, you know, turn on the fan and stick a ball in the seats and make it 2-0 instead of forcing a ball the other way. So I let the player kind of dictate what's going on the majority of the time. We have players with very, very high baseball IQ. Nick made a great sacrifice for us yesterday and advanced that runner. It was a quality at-bat.
Pretty cool milestone for Robbie Ray last night. 800 strikeouts in his, 125th start. Only Frank Tanana among left-handed starters got there faster. I'm curious what you've seen from Robbie so far this year.
Well, it's first of all, a huge accomplishment. When you're talking about big round numbers like that, every time you get to that point, you're doing something special. Then you throw in the fact that it's practically a major league record, and he's in company with a very, very good left-handed pitcher for many, many years. It talks about what he's doing right, and he's sustained it, and he's going out there, and he's got that punch-out mentality. He's going to finish you off. But it's about how you get there and some of the pitches you got to throw beyond just that fastball that's very, very aggressive. He's locating a breaking ball. He's able to finish hitters off, and he's not in one spot at one time to finish hitters off. He's very, very dynamic.
You know, in talking to Robbie today, he said the one thing he'd like to do is be more efficient and stay away from the one big pitch count mm-hmm. inning. In your mind, how does he do that?
Well, yesterday the first inning was a 26-pitch inning, and the next inning was a 22-pitch inning. So he's looking at 48 pitches over two innings. That, to me, he's already an inning and a half behind pitch count-wise. One of the situations really wasn't his fault. We didn't pick up a ball at first base, and that happens. So it's about maybe being more pitch efficient in those crunch time moments and finishing off hitters with some really good stuff while you're strong and you feel good early in the game. And then late in the game, maybe not setting up a guy with a two-pitch combination, maybe just make it a one-pitch combination and go for the wipeout and finish off. He's got finish-off type of stuff. And I know that there maybe would be a sprayed ball or two, which would make the count 2-2 instead of a finished at-bat. That's what we want him to do.
All right, let's talk a little bit about tonight. Luke Weaver getting the start. He's been really good of late. What's impressed you the most about him through the first quarter of the season?
The poise, the mound presence, the tempo, the rhythm. He looks like he wants to just get back up on top of that mound and fire the baseball. And, you know, I say that lightheartedly because he's got a very aggressive fastball. But firing the baseball means he's commanding it, and it's hot. It's coming out very, very good. On top of that, he's got really good secondary stuff. He's throwing a 2-3-pitch mix off of that fastball with a changeup, breaking ball, and a cut fastball. And when he can locate off of that aggressive fastball, he's going to be very effective.
What have you seen from the growth of both the cutter and the curveball since spring training?
Well, the cutter, he's landing it short, and it's just off of the barrel. And the curveball is such an aggressive pitch for him because it kind of resets the whole shape of every pitch. The fastball, cutter, and the change come out of the same tunnel. I think the curveball is something that resets every one of those pitches. And when you can do that and keep these hitters off balance, it'll add to the effectiveness.
D-backs manager Torrey Lovello. D-backs trying to make it two straight over the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight and get back to 3-4 on this homestand with Luke Weaver on the mound against right-hander Joe Musgrove. And a reminder that coming up on Friday, D-backs hosting Game of Thrones night ahead of the series finale. You can get an exclusive Zach Godley Game of Thrones bobblehead and a Baseline Reserve game ticket for just $50. Go to dbacks.com/GOT for more information. All right, we are just about ready for baseball coming up this evening. Remember, the BP show airs at 6 o'clock. You can hear these interviews and more coming up on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station, and on the D-backs Network at 6. And then Greg Schulte and Tom Candiotti will have the first pitch for you at 6:40. Thank you for joining us for a little early BP.